Something for the weekend. Good morning, it's Trina. I'm laughing here because Karen O'Reilly is on the line from Employ Flex, and we're going to be talking today about how to ace an online job interview. The reason I'm laughing is I was supposed to call you half an hour ago, Karen. I totally got the time mixed up. So if this was a job interview, I wouldn't be getting the job.
Well, punctuality, it would be very important, all right, Trina?
Okay, well, thankfully it's not a job interview. But a lot of people are now being faced with doing online interviews, which you might have never done in your life before. I know I've never done one over Zoom or anything like that. It's kind of daunting for people, but they need to get back out working again if they've lost their job during this. So you've got some top tips on how people can be ready for it and really ace that interview, even though it is quite daunting. The first one on your list, Karen, prepare. So what do you mean by that?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, going for an interview is daunting anyway. Even if you're going into a physical place and meeting people, it can be, you know, very much a sweaty palm moment, and doing that online probably adds another layer of stress onto it, because, you know, it's a situation that you're not used to. So I would recommend that you prepare as much as possible so that you feel as comfortable as possible in the situation that you find yourself in. So when I say prepare, I mean the actual physical situation that you're in. So, you know, if you have, like, the postman I know is calling to my house nearly every day at the moment. So, you know, put a do not disturb sign on your front door in case you have deliveries, because mm-hmm. that could be really distracting if the doorbell is ringing in the middle of your interview.
Yeah, especially if you've got one of those ring doorbells that gives you a notification on your phone. They're so loud. Yeah.
That's another one, you know, to turn off all notifications on your phone. Make sure that your phone is ringing or all your apps aren't pinging away while you're in your interview. Make sure that your barking dog is distracted or off site. And, you know, if you have got children, maybe you could invest in an hour of childcare or whatever if they're going to be running in looking for mommy in the middle of your interview.
I know.
You know, so just make sure that, yeah, your physical space is not going to be disturbed. You can get rid of all those extra layers of stress before the interview starts.
Do you know, I think even when you usher children into another room and you think you're safe, you're never safe. So there's always going to be a scream or something's going to happen. So the best thing, get someone to bring them out to the park or something just for an hour, you know, so you can totally relax.
Absolutely, because you don't want to have that additional stress on you, you know, that they could burst through the door. You know, we've all seen that really funny clip of the guy in Korea with his kid running in the middle of the interview. Very funny and all that, but if you are being interviewed, it's hard to explain that one away. And, you know, you do want to portray a professional image as well and show your prospective employer that you are professional and you've got everything under control, and kids running in or dogs barking, etc.
So say if you're a bit of a technophobe, and a lot of people are, and they're really not feeling confident when it comes to using Zoom or anything like that. What would be your top tips?
Well, I would say make sure that you know the video conferencing tool that your interviewer is going to be using. Now, you may be familiar with Zoom, or you may be using Skype or whatever, but your interviewer may say, okay, we're going to do this on MS Teams, and you've never used it before. So you've got to really get your head around that. Definitely have a few practice runs. Obviously, download the app before, you know, the interview a few days beforehand, and do a few practice runs with a friend of yours or somebody who knows how to use it. And then you can also record your meetings so you can look back on them, which is a nice tip as well, because you can see what you look like. And if you have got a recurring tick, or you're obviously rubbing your nose all the time or something like that, you'll see that in a recording. And you'll be aware of those things then when you're actually in the interview. So you cannot practice too much, really, because you want just to feel 100% confident when you're in that interview. Easy.
The username, very important as well, because a lot of us might borrow the husband's or somebody else's, you know, their account to use. But you can change that very easily.
Yeah, that's very true as well. And, you know, if you've got a username that's a bit risque, you last use your Zoom account when you're on with your buddies for a Saturday night drinks or whatever, you might have put a risque name up there. So we had a very funny one, Hot Mama 75, like, was we had to tell them to change their name before they went into their interview, you know. It just doesn't give the right impression, really, you know. Just be aware of that as well.
Now, also, where to place the camera? What do you need in the background? I mean, does it matter if it's a kitchen in the background, or where should you kind of set up?
Yeah, so I would set myself up in front of a blank wall. That's probably the best thing, so there's no distractions. It depends on the type of industry you're going for the interview for as well. If you're going for an accountancy job, for example, you might want to put your diploma up on the wall behind you. Or if you're going for a marketing role, you might want to put, you know, something different up there behind that will portray your marketing credentials. But you know, make it, keep it clean, have no distractions like clothes and a clothes horse or family photos, and make sure as well, it's really important that the light is shining onto your face and that your webcam is at eye level with yours, so that you're looking into the camera, not looking down onto your laptop. But the light is really, really important, because if you're sitting with your back to a window, for example, all the interviewer will be able to see is a silhouette. They won't be able to see your features. So, you know, you've only got one chance really to make an impression. You've only got one chance to communicate with them. And if, you know, you have this challenge of doing it online. So make sure that they're able to see your features by making sure the light is shining on you and not behind you.
What would you wear to an online interview? Would you dress the same way you would dress as if you were there in person?
I would definitely recommend that you dress as if you're going to the interview. You know, dress smartly, and again, dress for the industry that you're going for the job with. So the exact same as if you're going into a premises. That also shows the interviewer that you have respect for them and that you've taken the time to dress yourself professionally. The old saying is, you know, dress for the job you want and not for the job you have. So, you know, put on your makeup. It puts you in the zone, you know, it gives you that extra edge, I suppose. So you're not there in your comfy pajamas and you're like I am at the moment.
So Karen has no respect for me.
You can't see me.
If you're going for a job in a cool tech company, say Google or something like that, would you still be wearing a suit if you're going for the job, or should you dress more casually? That's a tough one, isn't it?
I would dress up, yeah. I would
dress up
for your own sake.
And then when you have the job, then you can suss out what they wear. There's a good bit of homework that you can do on a company, not just going onto their website, but you can find out maybe they've announced a load of new jobs or maybe they've got a new product coming out. There's a lot of info that you can do the research on, and that's going to impress.
Absolutely. And this would go without saying whether you're going, whether it's online or in person, you know, you should definitely go and see what news they've go on their LinkedIn page, see what they've announced in the last couple of months, what are their plans for the future. They've shows the employer as well that you're interested in the company and that you are interested in the future plans of the company as well, and ergo you're interested in your future with them. Make sure that you have done your research and that you have prepared your questions then to ask them, and that you can ask knowledgeable questions based on what they've actually done or what their plans are for the future.
Because that's something you always get asked at the end of an interview. Do you have any questions? And most people don't know what to say. They just go, no, I don't have any. Should you have a question ready?
Definitely. I would have a few questions off my sleeve, you know, depending on what way the interview goes. But for an employer, it's really important that they know that you want to work there, that you're interested in the company. Because if you go to an interview and you do a fantastic interview and you have all the qualifications and the skills and you're enthusiastic, you must let the employer know that you are interested in working there and you really, really do want to work there. And that could make the difference between standing out from another candidate. If you're really enthusiastic and you end up by saying, you know, I really love what you're doing, love to be part of your progressive team, you know, I've been watching you for the last 2 years, I love the way the company is going, your values really match my values, and you know, I would be so excited to work with you. You know, ending on a high note like that is really important, I think, you know.
Yeah, but is that the time to ask about a salary, or is it cheeky at that point? It's very awkward, isn't it, talking money?
Well, it can be, yeah. But, you know, I think at first interview stage, really, it's just a get to know you interview, really. You know, they've obviously seen your CV and they're happy that you meet their requirements. So they really just want to get to know you. They want to see what, you know, your personality is like. Are you going to be a good fit for their team? I think at second interview stage, definitely that's the time to start talking brass tacks and money, you know.
Okay.
But first interview, probably just, as I said, get to know you chat, really.
Okay, yeah. It can be hard for people, you know, when they're going for a job and they've absolutely no idea what the salary is and they don't want to waste their time if it's something that they can't take. But yeah, it's a very difficult one, talking money.
That's actually a bugbear with us, Trina, you know, and we won't work with clients unless they give us a ballpark salary so that we can tell our candidates what the ballpark salary is, because to be honest, you're wasting the candidate's time, the employer's time and our time if the salary is way off what they're expecting.
Yeah, because they're not going to leave a job that they were earning more in. The great thing about doing an online interview, cheat sheets. Can people really use them? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, and like I have a few cheat sheets up here myself.
I'm
looking at the article that I sent in to you. So, yeah. But, you know, while you're, if you're in an online interview, you know, if you've got five things that you want to get across, for example, you can have those in little post-its, say, around your computer, so that remind you to say, you know, the five star points that you have. Another little tip would be, it's really important that you look into the camera. You know, it's very tempting to look at yourself while you're in an interview because you can see your own face on the screen. So I would always put a little post-it up beside my webcam to say, look at the camera, you know, with a big arrow towards the camera. So that will remind me to keep looking at the camera, you know. So yeah, even that alone will be a reminder to you to keep it focused.
Body language in a person-to-person interview is very important. You know, when you go in, you shake their hand and you do all that, can you smile, and you, if there's a panel of people interviewing you, you make sure to look at them all. How do you do that, or how do you get across that you're a warm person, or, you know, in an online situation?
Yeah, that can be very challenging as well. So what I would say is that before your interview, make sure that your energy levels are up. Because if you've been sitting down for 20 minutes or so waiting for the interview to start, you know, you can kind of start getting a bit flat. So it might be a good idea to stand up when you're in your interview. So if you've got a stand-up desk, or just put your computer up on the ironing board or something, you know, and stand up so that you are full of energy. Another tip then is, again, as I said, look into the camera and don't forget to smile. For a lot of people, they're absolutely terrified of the technology and of all the extra things they have to think of. And so they're concentrating so hard that they forget to smile because they're so focused on everything else. So, you know, the only way really you can connect with somebody on the other side is by smiling. So, you know, when you meet somebody in person and you shake their hands and you walk into a physical premises, you generally do smile and have a bit of small talk. So don't forget to smile. You know, I don't think you smile enough, really. You know, try to bring a little bit of humor into the interview as well, if you can. Yeah. That can be hard now, but if there's any opportunity to bring a little bit of humor in, try and do that as well, you know. Yeah.
And I guess not being really negative about COVID and, you know, saying how life has been awful, just, you know, we're here to get a job and to move on, you know. Tech issues. Yeah. Oh, tech issues are a nightmare, and you can get so flustered. So I can imagine what it must be like when everything stops working when you're about to do an important interview. How do you cope with that?
Yeah, look, I mean, this happens to everybody at some stage, you know, whether it be an interview or meetings or whatever. So people are understanding of technical issues. I would probably start off my interview by saying, you know, to preempt this, I would say, look, my number is 087 blah, blah, blah. If there is a problem, or if I, you know, my internet connection isn't that good, you can ring me on this number and we can continue the interview on this number. So that shows initiative on your side, and also shows the interviewer that you're prepared for all eventualities, you know. So that's a nice way of getting around that. You know, you should probably, you know, turn off everything that's on in your house if you're connecting to your Wi-Fi. Make sure your phone is turned off, every other device is turned off as well, so that you're hogging all the Wi-Fi in your house as well. So hopefully there won't be any issues.
Yeah. So the kids' iPads, not again, get the kids out of the house so that they're not watching the iPads. Because you might be tempted to do that. Keep them quiet. Send them downstairs with that. But yeah, it could cause you an issue in another way. And then finally, exactly, Karen, disconnecting. So important. Imagine if they heard, imagine if you were still connected and you said, oh God, that was a load of shite.
And it has happened. It has happened, you know. And you can't take that back, you know.
Oh, you did so well to measure, and they heard you slagging them at the end, yeah.
Yeah. You let out a big burp or something, you know. Yeah, so make sure that you are totally disconnected before you revert to your normal state. And make sure you thank them. And also, you know, it's really important to follow up. Just because the interview is finished and you close your computer, that's not the end of it, you know. So if you haven't heard from them in a couple of days, I would certainly follow up. Maybe even send a thank you card if you haven't been successful. Thank them for their time and, you know, that you're still very interested. You know, these days it's just so lovely to get something in the post. Thank you cards can be very powerful. And again, you know, may help to make you stand out from the crowd when the next time they're interviewing for a role, you know.
They could have you in mind for maybe something else, maybe not that particular role, but something else. They go, oh, maybe that would suit her. Or sometimes, you know, the person who they do hire doesn't work out and they leave and then you need to replace them. How are things at the moment with you, Karen? EmployFlex. Obviously, you do a lot of flexible working for people. I think we spoke about this a couple of years ago. We were talking about how people might start working from home more. We never thought this would happen, did we?
I know. We couldn't have dreamt this would have happened. Yeah. It's definitely catapulted the whole flexible work movement, you know, ahead by at least 10 years. But, you know, that's all very positive. So, and, you know, I think a lot of companies are realizing that when before they would have had reservations about remote work and flexible work, they're realizing now that, you know, this actually can work, you know. So hopefully everybody won't be running back into the office post-COVID and we'll have a more of a flexible workplace going forward.
Yeah, and more clients for you, Karen, as well. The website is employflex.ie.
That's right.
It is.
That's right, yeah, and we're on all social media platforms as well.
Great. Thanks so much, Karen. I'm very sorry that I was 30 minutes late for our interview. And I hope I got the job. Did I get the job? Did I redeem myself? Thanks so much,
Very
Karen.
Enthusiastic.
Oh, lovely. Thank you.
Thanks a million, Tina.
Cheers. Talk to you soon. This is Something for the Weekend. It's Classic Hits.